Hi everyone, I'm Heidi Rogers, and this is Tell the Others. I wanted to create a place for meaningful conversation, life lessons, and parenting hacks. Sometimes I chat to interesting people, sometimes I answer questions about parenting or life stuff, and sometimes I just rant. These episodes are filled with stories and insights that made me say, ugh, I just have to tell the others. So let's dive in to hear what we can learn today.
At what age should kids be helping out around the house? We are wanting to get our kids age 4, 7, and 4 to start doing more chores and are wondering if a chart is the best option so that they can visualize what they have to do each day. Our son thinks it's so hard to help out and really gets upset when we ask him to help. Should we incentivize these or should we just be able to do these chores? So, oh, chores. It is such a common frustration for so many parents. And this is those of you listening to the call that have older kids, I know that you're listening going, yes, it does not change as they get older. It probably gets harder in some ways. So incentivizing is interesting. It's an interesting topic because there's two kinds of motivation. There's extrinsic motivation, which is external rewards, charts, consequences. And then there's intrinsic motivation, which is internal and kind of, I give it to myself, you know, I went to uni and got a degree because I wanted that for myself. That's intrinsic. I went to uni because it would make my parents proud. That's extrinsic. Okay. So what we want to be doing ideally is giving our kids an understanding of intrinsic, right? We want them to share because it feels nice to share. We don't want them to share because I told you to share. We want them to keep their room clean because they take pride in their stuff and they want to have a clean space, okay? So a lot of these things we got to look at of, you know, what am I trying to teach you? Am I trying to teach you to, you know, care what other people think? Or am I trying to teach you, no, do it for you and care what you think? Then we also have to add into the mix what's their brain's capacity for this, right? How doable is this? Because you wouldn't look at a one-year-old and go, oh yeah, she's capable of doing chores, you know, or even if she had the physical dexterity, you still wouldn't be like, oh yeah, she gets it because she's one. And that kind of question of like, oh, she gets it, isn't a number thing. It's a maturity age thing. Because I know, like, we were talking the other day about your daughter and how she's, you know, very mature and responsible and stuff. And so even though she, you know, might be younger than her siblings, she might be all about chores because that's part of her temperament. That's part of her wiring, that she likes doing that stuff. You know, acts of service might be one of her love languages. So we have to look at kind of the whole child, that it's not an age thing and it's not a boys or girls thing or whatever. It's a temperament thing and it's just a wiring thing. And some kids love the idea of helping out around the house and then some kids don't. And I think we just got to work with kind of what we have, not necessarily saying that like the kids that don't like to do it, it's like, oh yeah, you just get to chill and you get to sleep and like whatever, well, we'll hustle around you. But it's just holding that in mind, I guess, that temperament is different across each kid and you just got to kind of work with that. And maybe that means then that certain kids have different chores based on their temperament. So the ones that like being outdoors have the outdoor chores, the ones that like organization, they get, you know, the stacking the dishwasher kind of jobs. And then the ones that, you know, just want to kind of get through it, they have the vacuuming or the least detail oriented kind of jobs. The big thing that you want to be doing though with chores is teaching them kind of the team environment and that we all work together and that this is a part of the family and that it's sort of like, because it's the same thing in business, right? That you work as a team. It's the same thing at school. It's the same thing at home. We want to be teaching them that they're in the world, right? Like, I mean, look at the global situation right now, right? We have to all work together. So I think, again, chores and helping out around the house, clients that are, I know that some of you that have kids in their 20s are going, and then two-year-olds. So this is, chores is such a thing. So as far as, so the first place I would start is family meetings. And family meetings, I think that's in week 7 or 8 or a few weeks from now, we'll go through the family meeting thing and the agenda. But family meetings are one of my favorite ways to get chores kind of happening, because in the family meeting, we discuss what chores need to be done, who wants to do what. You know, like I remember growing up, I hated taking the trash out, but I was happy to dust and, you know, pick up the dog poo and stuff like that. So sometimes you just kind of got to figure out, what do you want to do? And again, there's another great opportunity for choice and autonomy. So maybe it's sitting the kids down, and even the littles, Lucy, even the twins, saying to them, I know they're two, but still having a conversation where, what can you guys do? Well, you can put your plate in the sink, or you can help pick up toys, or what can you help do? And so maybe it's asking the kids, you know, what would you like to do? How can you help? What are the jobs that you would like to contribute to? And then having them all do that. And to get them to do that, though, might take some extrinsic motivation initially. So the thing with rewards charts and sticker charts and all those things is they work, but they work temporarily. And what we know from the research is that they only work extrinsically. So once, what the studies have all shown is, once the stickers stop, or once the prizes stop or whatever, the behavior stops. And then it's kind of like, well, life doesn't really work. I mean, it does work in some ways, that we go to work and we get paid, and so that's our extrinsic motivation to keep going to work. But I mean, ideally, it would be that we go to work because we love what we do, and then the paycheck is kind of a bonus, right? So we want to be teaching our kids. We do chores because we like helping out the family, and we like helping out around the house, and we all have to contribute, especially in your family, Lucy, with four kids. They definitely, the kids need to learn that helping out is a thing. So one of the things I think that might get Orlando on side is by saying to him, well, what do you like to do? What stuff do you like? Vacuuming? And even if he does a crappy job, that's not the point. It's that if that's the thing he likes to do, celebrating that and honoring it, even if you have to do it again later, whatever it is, the stuff that he likes to do, starting with that and getting his sort of buy-in with that. So I would say, what do you like to do, Orlando? What stuff do you want to help with? And then he might go, I like stacking the dishwasher or whatever. And then you do that. Okay, great. And how often do you think? Because, you know, that needs to be done every day, or that needs to be done every other day. And that's how much I would need your help. How do you think that would go? Because a lot of times I think their resistance comes from, the kids' resistance comes from being told. And I don't like being told either. So if we have more of a collaboration where we talk about it and say what we, you know, need to, what needs to get done, that can often help. And then you can do, I like to do a visual chart. I think kids do really well with visual, because, I mean, even if they can read, I still think visual charts are better to just the brain. It's a quicker shortcut in the brain to see the image. So coming up with the stuff that he likes to do, and then putting a little picture of the dishwasher, or putting a little picture of the vacuum. And then these are the things that we're going to try to do in the morning. And then I think when he does the thing, just praising him like crazy, and really pounding the, I'm so appreciative that you did that, and thank you so much, and that was so great, and whatever. What we know from research too is that the negative focus, like when we go, you didn't do that, and why didn't you do that, that actually has the opposite effect. That actually makes them more averse to doing the thing. So we want to be focusing more on the positive, and kind of the phrase I like to use is catch them being good. And just observing when they do the thing you want them to do, and then praising them for it. So like when my daughter puts her bowl in the sink, I like act like she's just, you know, won the Pulitzer Prize. I like flip out and go like how amazing that was. And then she might get that initial praise initially, but then she'll keep doing it because it feels good for her. And that's where we want to get our kids, is to a place that feels good for them. And that will start with picking something that they like. So all of this stuff, like whenever we're trying to teach our kids a new trait, or we're trying to get them to do, you know, a thing or not do a thing, you got to start incrementally. Like right when you're learning swimming, you don't just take them to the high dive. No, you start in a baby class, and then it's a mommy and me, and then you graduate, right? So this is exactly the same. So we want to graduate them slowly in this process of chores and having responsibility at home, and teaching them that we all have to chip in. And so saying things like, you know, in our family, we always help each other, and I pick up your toys, even though I didn't make the mess. And, you know, I help, you know, with the laundry, even though I might have not got this shirt dirty, but it's yours and we all work together as a team. So kind of constantly saying the language that we all work together as a team, and that's a part of, that's one of the cool parts of our family, is that we always work together as a team. And so I think a lot of it too is modeling. And this is, again, all ages that you can be doing this, that the parents or caregivers or friends, you can have little pretend conversations where you say that you need help with something, and then you can, so that could be something, say you're cooking dinner and you say to the other adult, hey, could you help chop the onions? Of course, I can chop the onions. Yeah. Oh, thanks for being such a good team player and helping out with me making dinner. I'm doing one part of the dinner and you're doing the other part, and that really helps me out. Thanks. Or when you see one parent tidying up toys, saying loudly, thanks so much for tidying up the toys. You know, we were playing with the Lego earlier and we had such a fun time. I really appreciate you tidying up the toys, even though you didn't make the mess. Thanks. And you just sort of are like pumping it into little micro doses, if that makes sense, of just constantly kind of boof, 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 you know, pumping little, this is how we roll in our family kind of stuff. Yeah. So I hope to, and also too, when you say he gets upset when he asks for your help, that then says to me that he needs his connection bucket filled a bit more. So that might mean that before you're going to ask for him to do stuff, you might need to deposit into his bucket more. And every kid's different, and some kids need more connection deposits than others. And so that might mean then that you read a book with him. You have like 5 minutes together where you have a cuddle, where you pick him up and have him on your hip even, and say, can you help me stir this? Or can you help me with something, and holding him or something while you're doing that, to have that physical connection and have his, like, you matter to me and you're involved with what I'm doing. And then you can ask for something. And some kids will just do and help and don't care. And then some kids need that deposit before you kind of take a withdrawal out of asking me to do something. And again, it's all teaching and it's all incremental. He's not going to be like this when he's 15. It's because we want to start teaching him this stuff now, that we all help out. And even getting it, you know, like getting the socks when you're doing laundry, getting the socks and saying, hey, can you match these up for me? Or can you fold the undies, or, you know, something that is doable for them, just to showing them that I love it when you help me. Oh, you're such a great help, that kind of thing. So that's one place to start. And then you could, so with the whole sticker chart or reward thing, I prefer more doing visual sort of checklists of stuff that we try to get done in the morning or after school or whatever. But you might need it to start and do stickers, see if he responds to it. My experience though is that, yeah, you might get, you know, woo for a week, and then he'll lose interest.
If you're a parent or a professional who works with children and you want my help in improving things with the kiddos in your life, or if you're simply a human being feeling kind of stuck and maybe kind of overwhelmed, my online programs have lots of resources, transformative content, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and a supportive community. If you want to learn more, just go to HeidiRogers.com. All right, friends, thank you as always for tuning in today. Our time is our most precious asset, so I truly appreciate you sharing your time with me. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of Tell the Others.